各位弟兄姐妹朋友主安。
Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
刚才我们念的经文有三句是我实实在在的告诉你。
Just now, the verses had this, I truly tell you.
今天我们要把我讲了一年的主题做个结论。
Today I'm going to do a summary for the sermons that I have preached over the last year.
我讲的主题是历史的耶稣，信仰的基督。
And the gist of my sermons over the last year is Jesus in history and the faith of Christ.
在历史上有一个人，他的名叫耶稣，他在世有三十多年，他一生传讲神的道，但他被当时的犹太人逼迫，最后他像一个大罪人一样被钉死在十字架上。
In the history, there was a person named Jesus, and he was in this world for about 30-some years, and he was preaching God's words all his life. And because of the words that he preached, he was persecuted by the Jews, and in the end, he was crucified on the cross, and was treated as a criminal, just like two robbers.
他死后三天复活了，显现给许多的信徒们看见，再次坚固信徒们的信心。
However, after 3 days, he resurrected, and he revealed himself to many disciples, and that revelation strengthened the faith of those disciples.
在他死后的五十天，圣灵降下，充满他的门徒。
And 50 days after his death, the Spirit came down, and the disciples was filled with the Spirit.
从这天开始，他成了信徒们传讲的中心，成了信徒们信仰的中心，教会因此诞生。他是主，他是教会的主。
And from that day on, he became the center of the preaching, and he became the center of the Christian faith. And the church was born, and he is the Lord, and he is the Lord of the church.
我们今天的每位信徒们，我们都应该想想，这个历史上的耶稣，他的事件什么时候让我们知道，又在什么时候成为我们生命的主。
And for every Christian, we need to think about this. For Jesus, a person in history, how come that he became our Lord, the Lord of our life?
更重要的是，这位生命的主进到我们的心上，成了我们信仰的主之后，我们的生命有没有什么变化？我们有没有从认识历史的耶稣这个知识上变成信仰这位信仰的基督呢？
And what is more important for us to reflect upon is that after this Lord of life entered into our heart and after he became the Lord of our faith, has our life been changed by him? And have we already converted this knowledge about Jesus Christ as a person in history to the phase of life to really believing the Christ of the faith?
记得在二十多年前，我跟王尚义弟兄查希伯来书第五章十二节，那是说，看你们学习的功夫本该做师伯，谁知还有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。
And I remember many years ago when I was having the Bible study with Brother Wang Shangying, and we were studying this studying this verse.Which is, in fact, though by this name you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's words all over again. You need the milk, not solid food.
当时王尚义问我们什么是奶，什么是干粮。
And at the time, Brother Wang Shangyi asked us Then what is milk and what is solid food?
他做了很多比喻，其中有一个他说，旧约是奶，新约是干粮吗？
So, he asked, so, does the Old Testament, refer to, milk and then the New Testament is the solid food? Is that right?
我们都知道，当然不是。
We know, of course not.
那什么是奶？什么是干粮呢？
So, what truly, what is milk and what is solid food?
这比喻到底是什么意思呢？
And what does this analogy really refer to?
我们都知道，奶是从某一个人吃了干粮以后，经过他身体器官的消化、吸收，然后把那营养的精华化成奶，来喂养他的小孩。
We all know that after a mother eats some solid food, and then according based on the digestion and absorption of her organs, then the solid food was converted to the milk. So, and it has a lot of nutrition, and the mother used that milk to nurse her child.
所以吃奶的人很轻松啊，他不用自己去找食物，也不用去咬，也不用去嚼。他只要轻松地张开嘴巴喝下去就是了。
So it would be very easy for someone to just drink milk. That person does not need to take efforts to find the food, and he does not need to chew. He just need to open his mouth, and then he can drink it.
奶的好处是方便、简单、好消化、好吸收。
So the advantage of milk is that it's very convenient food, it's simple, it's easy to be digested and absorbed.
但奶的缺点呢，它只有一个味道，它没有干粮的酸甜苦辣，没有吃干粮的那种特有的那种喜乐跟满足感。
However, there's a disadvantage for milk is that it just have one taste.And it does not have the other various kinds of taste of solid food. And you probably won't have the same enjoyment and satisfaction that you have for eating the solid food.
更要命的是，母体的好处跟坏处都在奶里面。有吃药的母体，她的奶就有药；有喝酒的母体，她的奶就有酒精。吃奶的人完全不能选择。他没有办法逃避，全部都要吸收。
And another disadvantage of milk is that whether anything that's good or bad is in it, if it's, there's some alcohol in alcohol contents in a mother's body, then the milk has it. If there's some certain medicine in the mother's body, the milk has it too. And whoever is drinking the milk has to take it all.
上上星期，神差遣八十岁的孙长爱亲姐妹到我们这里来分享她一生在神里面的经历。
A couple of weeks ago, God sent Sister 孙长爱亲, who is about 80 years old, sent her to this church, and she had an opportunity to share with us her experience.
她告诉我们，她出生在一个基督教的家庭，从小受基督教的教育，但这一切没有把她塑造成一个真正的基督徒。
She told us that she was born in a Christian family, and she was receiving Christian education when she was young. However, all this did not really change her into a real Christian.
在她上大学的时候，因为她坚持说她是个基督徒。就被共产党把他送到劳改营，他在劳改营度过他人生最精华、最年轻的二十年。
And when she was in college, just because she insists on saying that she was a Christian, she was sent to a correction camp by the Communist Party, and she spent the most valuable 20 years of her youth in the correction camp.
那神在他痛苦的二十年里，不但没有离开他，而且把他当作陶匠手中的一块泥，将他慢慢的塑造成一个神所合用的器皿， 能在万人中为他为神做见证。
However, just in this most distressed 20 years, God was with him. God did not stay away from him. And God changed him into a piece of mud in a potter's hand. And she was gradually molded into an instrument that can be used by God. And she was able to give wonderful testimony of God.
虽然他经过了这么一段长时间的磨练，虽然他已经是80岁的老仆人，他还能从心中充满喜悦地说出罗马书8:35，谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身肉体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
So even after she experienced all this distress and hardship, when she was in her 80s, she was still filled with joy, and she could say, share with us Romans 8:35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword?
我们弟兄姐妹听了他的分享，我们都很感动，我们都受激励，我们在心里说哈利路亚，赞美神。
So when we heard her sharing, we were deeply touched, and we just say hallelujah.
请问大家，如果我们只听他的分享，当我们遇到患难、困苦、逼迫、饥饿、赤身肉体、危险、刀剑的时候，我们就能够保证我们可以在神面前站立稳，不离开神吗？
But now a question for you is, if we just listen to her testimony and just listen to it, and when we really face hardship, distress, persecution, hunger, danger, sword, can we be sure that we will stand firm on the faith?
孙长爱心姐妹，她从小到老，这些圣经的教导，这些生活的历练，都是促使她生命成长的干粮，其中充满了她跟神之间的酸甜苦辣。
So for Sister 孙长爱心，爱情 ，in all her life, she experienced different things, and she has all kinds of solid food.That will help to nourish her spiritual growth, and she experienced all different kind of tastes of that solid food.
她把这许多的酸甜苦辣的干粮吃进去，然后消化成灵奶，来喂养神的儿女们，来激励属神的儿女。
So after she ate the solid food of various kinds of taste, she was able to.Digested, and she converted that solid food to spiritual milk to nourish God's children and to encourage God's children.
她的经历，她的灵奶，对不同经历的信徒有不同的好处跟坏处，但这些都是他们的经，都是她的经历，不是我们的经历。
So the spiritual milk provided by her.May have benefit or even some disbenefit for different kinds of disciples. However, this is all her own experience. This is not our experience.
我们有自己的路要走。当然，神也会给我们每一个人在一生中安排各种不同的处境。我们的干粮我们要自己去尝，那其中的酸甜苦辣的经验才是我们生命生长的要素。
So we have our own journey to walk through, and God has provided all different kind of life circumstances for us, and we have our own solid food, and we need to eat it ourselves to really experience the different taste of it, then our life can truly grow
如果我们自己不看圣经， 我们只读经解经书或看属灵的书籍，我们生命的成长是有限的，因为那些书都是作者的神学体会或是作者自己的看见，不是从神来的，是从人来的，是奶不是干粮。
So if we just if we do not read the Bible, if we just read the Bible interpretation books are written from other people, it has very limited benefit for our spiritual growth, because those books of interpretation are really interpretation from the author's own experience, which reflects their own perspective. This is the spiritual milk from people. This is not solid food.
我们到教会来，如果我们只有听到而不侍奉，不跟弟兄姐妹同工，我们就没有办法尝到教会生活的酸甜苦辣，神的生命就很难在我们的心里长大茁壮。
If we come to this church, just listen to the sermon, but do not do any service, and do not become co-workers of our brothers and sisters, then we do not have the opportunity to experience all different kinds of tastes of the church life, and our spiritual life will also have limitation in growth.
我们信耶稣基督是我们的主，假如我们的生活看不到神生命的作为，我们到教会来是要来做什么呢？
If we believe that Jesus Christ is our Lord, however, in our life, we cannot really see what God has done for us in our life, then what's the point of coming to church?
耶稣基督在马太福音十一章七节，他说，你们从前出到旷野是要看什么呢？要看风吹的芦苇吗？第八节说，你们出去到底要看什么呢？要看穿细软衣服的人吗？那看细软衣服的人还在宫里。
So in Matthew's 11:7-8, as John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No, those who wear fine clothes are in kings' palaces.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们信耶稣，我们到教会来，我们要看什么呢？我们是要来享受神的爱吗？还是要来敬拜神呢？要来经历神呢？来接受神的历练呢？
So dear brothers and sisters, we believe in Christ, and when we come to the church, what do we want to see and what do we want to have? Do we just come here to enjoy God's love? Or do we come here to worship God and to experience God and to accept God's trial?
所以我们圣经要自己读，生命要自己练，才能从吃奶的长大成为吃干粮的。
So we need to read the Bible ourselves, and we need to experience those trials for our life ourselves. This way, we can become the person who eats solid food, not just spiritual milk.
我们从前已经分享过怎么读经的态度跟方法。
Previously, I already shared with you how we should read the Bible, the method and the attitude.
如果我们把圣经当历史书来读，当知识来吸收，我们读到的就是历史的耶稣，不是信仰的基督。
If we just read the Bible as a book who recorded history and just want to gain some knowledge about it, then we're just gaining some knowledge about Jesus as a person in a history. We're not growing in our faith of Christ.
圣经是神所默示的，所以我们读经的时候，我们要去体会作者当时受神感动的时候的他的心态，去看清楚神为什么要这样说，他在教导我们什么。
Bible is revealed by God. So when we read those scriptures, we need to try to understand the way that the author of the books, how they were touched by God. And we need to try to understand why God was saying this and what was he trying to teach us.
这样，圣经上所记载的历史的事件，就一件一件的得到生命，就活生生的显在我们的面前。历史的耶稣就成了信仰的基督。
This way, we can really gain life from those historical events, and then we can truly experience the Christ of our faith.
我们要记得，神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
And please remember, John 4:24, God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in the spirit and in truth.
所谓心灵跟诚实，就是清洁的心和无愧的良心、无伪的信心。
So, spirit and truth refers to a pure heart, good conscience, and sincere faith.
这在提摩太前书一章五节。
And this is in 1 Timothy 1:5.
啊，现在我们来回想一下，我怎么样在教会的服事中属神的生命成长。
Now let's think about reflect upon what we talked about in the past on how we can have our spiritual life grow in our service in the church.
大家记得我曾经用伊佩林弟兄跟 Brother Charles Lee 两个人来当例子吗？
Do you still remember that I use Brother 于佩林 and Brother Charles Lee as examples?
当我还是慕道友的时候，我到塔城的第一个中秋节就在伊佩林弟兄家过的。当时他邀请塔城的中国学生到他家去过中秋节。
And when I was still seeking God, I spent my first Mid-Autumn Festival in Brother Yu Peiling's house. And at the time, he was inviting a lot of Chinese students to his home to spend that to celebrate that festival.
以后我有属灵上的困惑，我就去问一弟兄，他就买书给我看。我们家书上许多属灵的书籍都是他送的。
So from that time on, when I had some spiritual questions, I always went to Brother Yu, and he would buy a lot of books for me. And now in my bookshelf, I have a lot of spiritual books, which was given by him.
然后我在教会事务有抱怨的时候，我就打电话给他。
And
我家有事的时候也去找他。
And I also call him when I have certain complaint about the service in the church, and when I need his help regarding things in my home, I also went to him.
他让我学习到诗篇133篇所说的，看啊，弟兄姐妹和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。这些好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟，又好比黑门山的甘露降在锡安山上，因为在那里有耶和华所定的福，就是永远的生命。
And brother, you help me to understand these verses. In Psalm 133, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of the Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore.
至于 Brother Charles Lee, 他的例子，他说我们教会为什么这么喜欢买地盖房子，扩充这个我们看得到的食物，不做那看不见的，那把神的爱扩充到社会上去。
Now let's talk about Brother Charles Lee. And he always asked this kind of question. He said, our church really likes to buy land and likes to add buildings to the church. And we try to expand on this all these material things that we can see with our eyes. But we're not really doing the things of spreading God's love to other people that much.
这些事让我学到了诗篇121篇第一节所说的，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就徒然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。And
so Brother Charles Lee helped me to learn on Psalm 127, verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain.
从以上这两个例子，我们可以体会出来神怎么样日常的服侍，当我们属灵的干粮来喂养我们。
And from the examples of Brother Yu Peiling and Brother Charles Lee, we can learn how God is using the service to the church as solid food to nourish us so that our spiritual life can grow.
各位弟兄姐妹还记得我上次分享的五饼二鱼的经历吗？
And do you still remember the story about five loaves of bread and two fish?
五饼二鱼的神迹，喂饱五千人这个神迹是唯一的一个神迹在四本福音书上都有记载的。
So this miracle is the only miracle that was recorded in the four books of gospel.
当时耶稣基督独自退到旷野去，但有许多人听到主耶稣到旷野，就从各城步行来跟随他。
At the time, Jesus went to the wilderness by himself, but a lot of people heard that he went to the wilderness. They just try to follow him.
马可福音六章三十四节说，耶稣出来见有许多人，就怜悯他们，因为他们如同羊没有牧人一般，于是开口教训他们许多道理。
In Mark 6:34, when Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things.
在这里，我们看到主耶稣的怜悯，用话语填饱他们属灵的饥渴。
And here we see God's compassion, and he want to fill their hungry heart with the spiritual words.
那马太福音十四章十四节说，耶稣出来见有许多人，就怜悯他们，治好他们的病人。
And in Matthew 14:14, when Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick.
在这里，我们看到主耶稣的怜悯，满足了他们身体的软弱。
And here we see God's compassion again, and he healed their sick.
所有四本福音书里面都说了，主在天暗了的时候，大家跟随了一整天，每个人都饿了、累了，又在旷野没有吃的，主耶稣就拿了一个孩童的五个大麦饼、两条鱼，就注谢了，分给所有的人，每个人都按自己需要的拿来吃，都吃饱了，而且还有剩余。
So all four books of the books of gospel described this way. When it became dark, for those crowds, they followed Jesus for a whole day, and everyone was hungry and tired. And in the wilderness, there was nothing that they can eat. So Jesus took the five loaves of bread and two fish. He gave thanks, and then he spread this to a lot of people, to 5,000 people, and every person had their fill, and there's even extra food after that.
这神迹实在太好了，也是我们教会一直在追求的。
So this is such a wonderful miracle, and our church is trying to pursue this kind of miracle.
Yeah, 每个人来聚会的会众都得身心灵的宝足。每一个人聚会回家以后都得身心灵的宝足，有喂养，我们又饱足。
So we are hoping that when every brother and sister came to this church, they can be nourished in their body, spirit, and soul. And after the gathering, when they go home, they can feel that their needs, physical needs and spiritual needs are met.
这是我们追求的，但主要给我们的只有这些吗？
This is what we try to achieve. However, does God just want to give us this?
上次我已经讲了洗脱，我今天不想再重复，但是有一点很重要的，我上次没讲。
In the previous sermons, I've already talked about, touched on this point quite often, and I don't want to repeat, but there's one important point that I really want to talk about today.
我没讲是我不敢讲，因为我自己觉得我不配讲，我很糟糕，我也很软弱，也很痛苦。
I did not talk about this point because I'm afraid to talk about it because I don't think I'm worthy enough to talk about it. I'm not good at this in this aspect, and I'm very weak, and I'm distressed.
我不讲，我以为我这样就可以躲掉了，但是神的灵在我里面催逼，让我更痛苦。
So I think I'm able to avoid this just by just not talking about it. However, I was urged by God in my spirit to talk about it, which makes me very distressful.
今天我讲了，如果弟兄姐妹觉得扎心，就请用神的爱在主里面原谅我。
So today I'm going to talk about it. If my words make you uncomfortable, please bear with me in God's love.
马可福音6章45节说， 耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到伯赛大去，等他叫众人散开。
And in Mark 6:45, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida while he dismissed the crowd.
主耶稣在这个最荣耀的时刻，他把门徒赶到船上去，而且还叫众人散开。 把他跟随他的人全部都赶掉。So
at that point, Jesus asked the disciples to go onto the ship. However, he dismissed the crowd.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹，让我们把我们聪明的头脑关起来，打开我们心灵的窗户。我们不要用头脑想，我们来体会一下神的作为。
Dear brothers and sisters, please open our spiritual heart. Let's not to just think with our head at this moment. Let's just try to understand using our heart why God was doing this.
神如果要给我们丰富的知识，有聪明的智慧，他不需要亲自到地上来。
If God just wants to give us wisdom, wants to give us knowledge, then he did not have to come to this world.
神如果要给我们超人的能力，我们的能力可以治病，可以使人复活，他也不需要到这个世上来。
If God just want to give us superior power, using which we can heal the sick, and we can let the dead person resurrect, then God did not have to come to this world.
神如果要给我们许多财富，天天吃饱快乐，他更不需要到这个世上来。
If God wants to give us a lot of wealth so that we can eat happily every day, then he does not have to come to this world.
那神为什么要降世为人，要生在马槽？ 要做木匠的儿子，要被当时属灵最有权威的法利赛人、最有知识的文士、最亲爱的弟兄犹太人逼迫追杀，最后还像个大罪人般的 钉死在十字架上呢？
So why did God come to this world? And why was he born in the manger? And why was he persecuted by the Jews? And why was he crucified on the cross just, and was treated like criminal?
这个历史上的人物耶稣所行的这些历史事件在我们的信仰上为什么成为我们的救赎主我们的基督呢
So why this person named Jesus in history became our Savior and became our Christ
好让我们再来回顾一下五饼二鱼的神迹
Okay, let's go back to that story about five loaves and two fish
当时耶稣基督还有他的门徒和群众们是在旷野。
At the time, Jesus and his disciples and the crowds were in the wilderness.
我们现在活在这个世界上，我们每天为了求生存，为了要好好过日子，我们忙忙碌碌的。这是一个属世的旷野，是一个心灵的旷野。
Today in this world, we are striving hard to try to have a good life. We are in this wilderness of the world. We are in the wilderness of the heart.
耶稣基督在这旷野，他开口教导众人许多道理，治好他们许多病人，还有教导门徒去服侍这些众人，把五饼二鱼按着次序分给他们，喂饱他们。
At the time in the wilderness, Jesus was teaching the crowds a lot of things, and he was healing the sick, and he also asked disciples to serve the crowds, and he was sharing the loaves and fish with the crowds.
这是对的，这是好的，要不然耶稣基督不会这样做。
So these are all good things. Otherwise, Jesus would not do this.
但是最重要的一点。是事后主耶稣要门徒渡到那一边去，不要留在旷野，要渡到海的另外一边去。
But what is very important here is that after all this, Jesus asked his disciples to go on to the ship and cross to the other side of the ocean and not stay in this wilderness. He asked them to go to the other side of the ocean.
到底海的这一边跟那一边有什么区别呢 耶稣基督为什么要门徒在晚上冒着大风暴的危险要夜行军急急的从这一边渡到那一边去呢
So what's the difference between this side of the ocean and the other side of the ocean? So why did Jesus Christ risk the stormy the storm on the ocean, risk that danger, and ask the disciples to hurry to go to the other side of the ocean.
答案就在约翰福音第六章二十六节到六十节。
The answer is in John 6:26-60.
二十六节，耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你们。”你们找我并不是因看见了神迹乃是因吃饼得饱
Jesus answered Very truly I tell you You are looking for me Not because you saw the signs I performed But because you ate the loaves And had your fill
哥林多前书十五章十九节更说我们若靠基督只有在今生有指望就算比众人更可怜
And also in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 15:19, if only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied.
启示录神怎么样指责老底嘉教会呢？他说：“你说我是富足，已经花了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦的、可怜的、贫穷的、瞎眼的、赤身肉体的。”
In Revelation 3:17, and God was telling a church in Laodicea and say, you say, I'm rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing. But if you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
当比拉多问耶稣说，你本国的人和祭司长把你交给我，你做了什么事呢？耶稣回答说，我的国不属这世界，我的国若属这世界，我的臣仆必要征战，使我不致被交在犹太人，只是我的国不属这世界。
And when Pilate asked Jesus, so the chief priest gave you to me, and what did you really do? And Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place.
我们从这些经文里面，我们可以很清楚地看到，耶稣的国不属这世界。纵使我们赚得了全世界的财富，要是我们心里没有耶稣基督当主，我们还是贫穷的、可怜的，我们比众人甚至更可怜。
So from these three verses, we can see very clearly that Jesus' kingdom does not belong to this world. Even if in this world we have gained all the wealth, if we do not have Jesus as our Lord in our heart, then we're still wretched, we're still poor.
耶稣基督在十字架上为我们舍弃的不是他的知识，更不是他的能力，而是他的生命。
So what Jesus Christ has given up for us on the cross was not his knowledge, was not his power, but his life.
所以我们信靠耶稣不是要得知识，也不是要得能力，而是要得生命，我们要得耶稣基督的生命。
So when we believe in Jesus, we're not trying to gain knowledge, we're not trying to gain power, we want to have that life, we want to have the life of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
John 6:35, then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life.Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们今天活在这个国度里，这个世界的国度里，但我们不要停留在这个世界的国度里，我们要渡过去。
So brothers and sisters, today we live in the kingdom of this world.However, our lives should not stay in this kingdom of world. We should be brave enough to cross to the other side of the ocean.
海的这边是世界的国，海的那一边是神的国。
This side of the ocean is the kingdom of the world, and that side of the ocean is the kingdom of God.
耶稣知道我们渡海的时候有风浪，我们会遇到困难险阻。但耶稣基督要他的门徒渡过去。
And Jesus knew that there would be some danger in crossing the sea. There will be storm and there will be some other things. But Jesus still asked his disciples to cross to the other side.
我们要得神的生命，我们就要渡过这代表死亡的海，才能够死里复活，才能够得到神的生的。新生命进入神的国。
So if we want to have God's life, we need to cross this ocean which symbolizes death, then we can really resurrect from death and we can have God's new life and we can enter into God's kingdom.
耶稣说，得着生命的将要失去生命，为我失丧生命的将要得着生命。
In Matthew 10:39,Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for me, for my sake, will find it.
诗篇二十七篇第四节说，有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
Psalm 27:4,One thing I asked from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父者，我们知道我们还在世上。
Heavenly Father, we know that we're still in this world.
但是我们并不属于这世界。
But we do not belong to this world.
我们是属神的儿女，我们是属你的。
We are children that belong to you.
主啊，求你保守我们的心思意念。
Lord, please watch over our heart.
让我们不要再住在这个世界里。
So that our heart will no longer just stay in this world.
让我们勇敢地起来，走过去。
Please give us strength so that we can rise up and we can cross.
主到主你的国里，你的殿里。
And we can enter into your kingdom.
以上祷告祈求，乃奉主耶稣之名而求。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.